This is the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hello, Almost Famousers. Today we have a short special episode with the Bachelors in the City, Peter Weber and Dustin Kendrick. Please welcome them to the show. Hello, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
You guys are the hosts of Bachelors in the City. So listen, gotta ask, it's kind of like the male take on Sex in the City. So have you ever watched the show?
Oh,
have we watched the show?
Ah, really?
Have we watched it? Oh,
that was a huge inspiration for us when we were trying to figure out what are we going to do with the podcast. Like, we had the idea, and then I think we wanted to like do our little our profile picture to our cover art as get black suits, right? Just like they do in the show.
Black dresses and like the initial season one poster.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
But the man version of it.
We kind of copied that a little bit with our dogs. We had Dustin and I, and then Tripp and Sophia, and we kind of had the four of us walking.
Yeah, so I see it right now.
Of inspiration there.
Have we seen Sex in the City? What? Have you not seen this Miranda drama going on right now?
Okay, so you have watched season one through six, the originals, and then the movies, and now just like that?
Maybe you.
Well, Pete hasn't caught up.
We moved to the city, right? I got Dustin to move out with me. We had this great time. Then we started the podcast and all that. And then living in the city, I had always heard of the show Sex in the City. Always, you know, a lot of friends have been fans of it. You know, my parents have watched it all. And but I never got into it. And then living in the city, that inspired me to really give it a shot. And immediately I got hooked because there's so many things you can immediately recognize and relate to once you get to know the city a little bit. And so I'm not all the way. I'm maybe like a couple episodes into the second season. But I did spoil and watch the first episode of the new show.
Wow. Yes, as most people would after all the hype that was surrounding it. Nick Viall actually also started watching Sex and the City this year, and he was texting me through it, and he was like, I understand my fan base so much more now watching this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, people in Bachelor Nation, they definitely are big fans of Sex and the City too. I've noticed that. Yeah.
Yes. Hopeless, you know, there's that underlying theme of like wanting to find your person. I gotta ask, who are you guys? What's your character? Like,
we've,
who are you most
over this too.
Who do you most resonate with?
Well, because you won, I'll let you go first, Dustin.
Oh man, this is a tough one. I think sometimes I do act like a Miranda because I'm kind of like grumpy and have an attitude every now and then. Not an attitude, but
The one telling me we were trying to put our faces on one of the cover arts for an episode we did.
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
No, I'm Carrie. I'm like, no, I'm Carrie.
Everybody wants to be Carrie.
Yeah, but after watching Carrie more, I'm like, I'm not really Carrie. I don't know. It's hard to say. I think I have little pieces of all of them, you know? I think quality.
Not Miranda, not Samantha.
Charlotte.
Not Charlotte. Carrie. Charlotte. I think I have a little bit of Charlotte and a little bit of Carrie in me.
You do. You have Charlotte for real.
Okay, yeah, and what is it about Charlotte that you resonate with?
I think just like her never-ending, just hopeless, romantic mindset. I'm not to that extent, obviously, but, you know, I definitely can relate a lot to that male version, male form. I don't know, just from the
You guys are like golden retrievers, just happy, just always, I see it.
I've been told that a couple of times, and I guess, maybe watching Charlotte, I can see why people would say that if I act like that. But yeah, a little bit of Charlotte and Carrie. What about you, Ashley?
I'm definitely mostly in my heart a Charlotte, but I definitely know what you're talking about, Dustin. I feel like in your 20s, everybody wants to be Carrie, but you're not. And then like you kind of realize who you are in your 30s, and that's almost always Miranda because you're eating the Duncan Hines out of the tin, ordering Chinese food, and just wanting to watch your TiVo, you know, your DVR. She's just the one that you just don't want to be. And then you realize, you know what? It's okay to be like that.
I'm getting more comfortable with it. It's funny. My girlfriend, I asked her this. I'm like, who are you? And she's like, I'm Samantha. I'm like, what? Wait, what?
Oh, now you got to be worried, Dustin.
Samantha,
I don't see Samantha. I didn't realize. I kind of got filled in the tea between Carrie and Samantha off screen, on screen with her.
Yeah, they don't like it.
That's so, to me, I was so bummed, and I haven't even finished the show yet, right? But I was so bummed to hear that because their characters on screen are just, they deliver so perfectly and like they go together so well, and that's such a shame to hear that. That just couldn't continue, just egos and whatnot. I don't know.
There's just a lot of things about it that we really need to ignore these days. Like, I really hope that I can watch the old episodes and not think about the new episodes. I hope I am able to go back and watch old episodes and not be able to associate their drama in real life. I'm never going to go back in time and be like, oh, and Big dies and Miranda wants to divorce Steve and all that.
I didn't think that she was going to end up with Mr. Big. I truly didn't. I thought they were going to tease you on and off throughout all the seasons, but I thought something at the end would have happened where they didn't end up together. So I was shocked.
They had so much baggage, off and on baggage. It's insane. Yeah.
Well, I'm really glad that you guys were inspired by the show to create your podcast. That's awesome. So, Dustin, you have a girlfriend. How much do you reveal on your podcast about your relationship with her? Because I have another podcast called I Don't Get It, where we talk about more about relationships. And, you know, that's where we'll like complain and celebrate our significant others. But like, it's cool because I'm married and have a kid on the way. My sister's engaged. And then my other friend is single. So we have like all the different points of view. But like, it's funny because the one that's dating, she wants so badly to talk about her dates when she comes. I guess this is actually towards Peter too. She wants to talk about her dates on the podcast, but then guys listen to the podcast and they're like, so I heard that you didn't like it when I did this. So where's the worry? Do you guys worry about what you reveal and do not reveal on your podcast?
With cats, I mean, there's been times I've talked too much or said something. Peter, she got mad at me and Peter one time.
What'd she get mad at me for?
Because we're talking about when I first moved here, I was dating all these different women. She was like,
hey, this was before you guys got together, right?
It was. But yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty open and transparent. I've asked her if I could talk about certain things.
You brought her on the pod too. You guys had a couple.
She's been on the podcast. I think, especially for us to be in this light, there is a bound of privacy that should just be between me and her. Every listener, every fan of Bachelor Nation doesn't necessarily shouldn't have access to my life and my conversations that, or things that we go through or whatnot. But I think overall, I'm open door.
Are you? Okay.
You don't think I am?
What it has to do with me, you'll just throw it all out there and hey, let's get an episode going.
You know me out here.
We have a funny joke. It's like, when I had some stuff come up and I'm like, Dustin, you gotta carry weight, man. It's just been me doing this. We gotta talk about all this drama. You gotta carry weight a little bit.
No one cares about my drama.
Look, you guys are not just co-hosts, but your roommates. So what are the girl rules when it comes to the house? Like, is Dustin able to have his girlfriend sleep over every day? Or is that annoying?
Pete asked her to move in. He's like, hey, you can have her move in, man.
Listen. Listen, I feel like I know that not all roommates are like this. I'm always like, the more people, the better. The more people, the bigger party. Let's have a good time. Let's enjoy
good
each other's
for you.
Company.
I'm not like that.
I'm not either.
Yeah, I think I probably pushed you guys to move in with each other more than you guys have probably had the conversation yourself. So sorry about that. But yeah, I don't know. I just like having people over, like the energy. I'm not here a lot, right? So I'm gone like half the month. So when I am home, you know, I'm usually alone on a layover, right, in my hotel, unless I'm going out with the crew. So it's, you know, I like to get my social time in when I'm home.
Pete wants to have a full house moment. He wants to have a year where there's like 8 people under the same household and everyone, that's what he wants. I'm not like that way.
How do you negotiate that? That is not an easy type of person to live with if you're somebody like yourself, Dustin, who likes to have their private space.
Yeah. There's been plenty of times I just tell Pete, no.
as we're about to add a roommate to the mix, okay?
Oh, we are, or is that the girlfriend?
No, not the girlfriend. No.
Oh, you're adding a new roommate. You just mentioned before we started recording that you're moving out of that apartment into a new one. Who's the new roommate?
Possibly.
You may know him. Let her guess. Let's give you a... All right. Chicago connection. Extremely fit. He's a great guy all around. Some people may call him like a teddy bear.
Bachelor alum. Wouldn't it be Riley?
Not Riley. No. Football background, NFL background.
Oh. Oh my God, it's going to be so obvious when you say it. I'm going to be so annoyed at myself.
All right, final on this to give it away. With Becca season.
I think it was Becca's.
Football player.
Who did he play for?
It was Becca's, right? He's played for a lot of teams. He's played for the Lions, the Jags, the Patriots.
He's got a cousin in Bachelor Nation as well.
Oh, more so recent. He's not in. Clay.
Clay.
Yes. Okay, great. I'm so glad I got that. That would have been so annoying. So Clay Harbor is going to be your new roommate.
Clay is moving to New York. Yeah.
Is he going to be a new podcast host?
I thought about that. I don't know. I guess we'll
indoctrinate him into Bachelors in the City. He is now, I guess, officially a Bachelor in the City.
Yeah, he's more of a bachelor than I am, I guess. So, but he's not taking my spot. No way.
Nope. Gonna have to do some more photo shoots for the cover art. Got to add him in. I could Photoshop him.
How do you foresee him mixing into the roommate chemistry?
I'm excited because I'm gonna get into the best shape of my life living with Clay Harbor. I have zero doubt about that. All right. So that's a huge plus.
Let's do some fun questions. Like, who's the cook? Is somebody in charge of dinner every night, or are you go and pick up your own dinner type people?
I think it's every man for himself. I think though, like here, me and Peter had dinner night plenty of times where we would like family style, everyone kind of chip in, and we just cook it up and booze it up. Good times.
I'll be honest, Dustin carries most of the weight in that department. I'm not gifted in the whole cooking field. The one thing I can do is steak. I can do a mean steak, and I do, you know, chip in with that once in a while. But honestly, in New York too, I would say we really like eat out.
It's almost cheaper to eat out.
It is. And like the whole prep work and everything. We probably eat out like 80% of the time, right?
New York is so expensive. I don't even know which way to go to save money. It's insane.
It is. It's truly insane. And the Uber prices, the taxi prices. I was there for my baby shower a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, are you guys kidding me? It's like $45 to go 20 blocks these days.
Always take a taxi if you can in the city.
Have you learned the subway? I find it to be extremely confusing.
Subway's easy once you get going. Okay. It is confusing at first. It is. Once you get going, though,
we did our little like educational, I would say, experience of learning the whole subway system. That was like still pandemic, right? So there was nobody on the subways. It was just Dustin and I. And then now it's crazy. You see, it's pretty much filled up again, back to normal. I mean, normal levels for what I've seen, but it takes a little bit.
So you're going to be three Chicago guys living in New York. Compare and contrast the cities. Are you guys going to be Chicago at heart always, and you're just like loving your little Sex in the City life for a couple years right now?
Well, two Chicago, one LA, but
Oh my God, sorry. Lived in Chicago for freaking like 9 months, Peter, and I'm associating you with Chicago now.
He doesn't get the credit. He doesn't get the creds yet. We can't give him the Chicago creds yet.
Crap.
I lived there when I was little, when I was younger. So it's a couple of years.
Okay, we can say that then.
Okay. So how do we feel about New York?
I think it's so. Yeah, I think it's kind of like you said, it is almost like Sex in the City. Like we all have our own experiences. We come back, talk about dates, talk about experiences, and all kinds of different stuff. It's interesting. It's fun.
I feel like we right now are living some of the best year, like truly some of the best years of our lives. And I'm excited because I feel like I've said that multiple times in my life and I continue to keep saying it. So I'm hoping that trend continues, but truly right now, it's just from my perspective, you know, I came out to New York thinking, all right, I want to do New York for like a year or two, you know, get the feel. And then, you know, I move here. I'm like, all right, I'm going to do New York for like a year or two, or maybe I never leave. I don't know. I'm definitely kind of like a Jack Dawson type attitude, Titanic, like wherever it takes me, I'm going.
Do you know that my child is named after Jack Dawson?
Wait, yes. Really? Stop.
No.
Yeah.
That's the inspiration. Shut
yes.
up.
Yes. All I need are a few blank sheets of paper. That's the kind of guy you are.
No way. There you go. Exactly. I got to have some of his monologues memorized, but
don't even get me started.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of in that phase of my life right now and living, enjoying it and living obviously with Dustin, and we'll see, you know, what tomorrow, the next month, the next year brings, who knows? But I'm loving New York, and you know, if I'm here for long term, I'd love that too.
Dustin, we had Peter on just like about a month or so ago, and we were talking about like his favorite kinds of dates in the city. Do you have one that maybe he wouldn't have been so open to sharing himself? And there's like he was like really nervous before he went out, or he brought a girl home and you met her, anything like that?
Oh boy. Oh boy. What, Peter? No. He's like shaking right now. He's like, Dustin.
Come on, give us the dirt, Dustin. It'll get people to listen to your podcast if you give us gossip.
Oh, is that so? Is that so?
I will say, you know, Peter has gone on dates here in New York. He's a romantic guy. I'm not going to put his business on Front Street. I will tell you a funny story he might get a little embarrassed about.
Okay.
I have no idea where you're going with this.
Well, maybe I shouldn't. Well, I don't know. Peter's such a sweet guy. Like, I've never seen someone so sweet in my life. I remember we went out one time and... No, I can't say it. No, I'm
Come
not gonna
on,
say it.
Oh. A little bit. You can I'm soften it.
Give me a, like a hint of where it's going, and I'll prove yes or no.
Well, I don't know. Okay. Right.
If you're protecting me, I'll appreciate it.
Justin,
that.
Listen.
That.
There have been books written about Peter. I think a lot is
That's
out
right.
there.
No, we get. I don't like exactly. I don't need anything else put out there. I'm a very private person.
I'll say this. Pete's such a sweet guy. Like, we went out one time. We were all drunk. This guy is so innocent and lovely. Two girls were really trying to have two girls wanted him at the same time. And this man is just like, no, I'm sorry, that's not me. He's very. I've never seen someone like Pete. He's just a sweet character. You know, I don't know if. I don't know, but that was my story. Look, he's getting a little
No, I like that. You gave us just enough.
But I mean, most guys would be like, let's go, you know? I don't know. Pete's he's a sweet guy.
I think it was a little naive that night. Yeah,
maybe naive. I went with sweet. I said, are you crazy? No, I'm joking.
Maybe I am. That's not me. That's not my thing.
That's not him. He's a good guy. He's a romantic, honestly. Sometimes he gets on my nerves with it. He's like, so, dude, like... This day was so romantic. The light, the chemistry, bro. Like, I don't know. Like,
honestly, you call me the chemistry doctor. Dustin could be a relationship guru, expert, advice giver. Because the amount of conversations that we've had, I wish that people like could be a fly on the wall and just like not.
Oh my god.
Have us know that people are listening, but they would probably be so shocked.
It probably would be. It's actually really funny. I make fun of Pete all the time. You know, bless his heart. He's a champ. He knows I always make fun of him, but it's all out of love. We were talking about something today. I don't know, but I love Pete. He's got a great heart, kind heart. He's looking for the love of his life. And yeah.
Well, what's the most romantic thing that you guys have witnessed each other do for a girl? Now, I'm thinking that Peter has got, flights at his fingertips. Like, he could actually fly a girl to Paris for dinner for the night and really be like Mr. Big.
This is true. I will say I gave Dustin the best roommate Christmas present of unlimited flights. So
that's romantic.
Haven't given a girl that yet, but I gave my roommate, my best friend, that. So that's probably the most romantic thing I've done for you, Dustin.
That was romantic. I would say Well, I think simplistic for me is very romantic. I know Pete loves walks. Walks on the park. I know he loves Central Park and whatnot.
That's
I think
what
that's
he
the
said
best.
Last time.
I think that's honestly one of the best dates. Like me and my girlfriend, Kat, we love walking. We love walking and just like, and New York's so great.
You guys love late night walks, which I think
we love.
You did it last night.
Yeah. We just love a good walk. Sometimes, you know, we don't know where we're going. We don't make plans. If we see an interesting bar or restaurant, we just jump in. And that's one of the beauties about New York. You could literally walk down the street, see a vibe, see the atmosphere or something, and it's beautiful, and just jump right into it. So,
do you think New York is a more romantic city than LA and Chicago?
Oh, I think so.
The LA for sure. I love Chicago. I love Chicago. I do miss Chicago. New York is hard in dating though. It's really, you have so many people here. So many people.
But don't you guys have the upper hand, because aren't there so many more single girls than guys?
That's what they say.
I notice it when we're in the streets. You see women everywhere. Honestly, you do. It's insane.
Yeah. For sure. There's like the mecca of just, I think, single life and being able to have a good chance of meeting someone. But definitely, I would say New York's more romantic than LA. The only thing I miss about LA, I miss a lot of stuff about LA. Obviously, you know, primarily just my family being out there, but I really miss like the mountain scene and like just like especially like the mountains like on the ocean, like on the coast, on PCH. You just don't get anything like that here on the East Coast. And that's like the biggest thing. I'm like, oh, it's been like a year. I haven't really like experienced like that vibe, that kind of just setting in a while. But yeah, romantic side definitely goes to New York.
Gotcha. All right. Well, guys, I really am grateful for you joining us. Ben and I are going to join you guys on the Bachelors in the City podcast. I'm very excited about that.
Hey, get ready to talk Sex in the City. Yes. We're doing it. We're going to have a blast.
And just like that.
Are we going to go into that? Because then we're going to have to bring Easton, our producer, on, because he can articulate his feelings about the show even more than I can. Before I let you guys go, though, just quickly, are you watching this season of The Bachelor?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We are definitely watching. Yep.
Okay. So who do you see making top three? And Dustin, who do you see Peter being able to take? Who do you see Peter taking a date with?
Oh.
I'm just trying to get some good headlines. Who should Peter date from this season if she doesn't end up with Clayton?
Okay. This was tough because we went back and forth. We talked on our podcast because they really try to trick you up in the top three. Like I forgot.
They did all those Franken by edits where you think you see the top three and now we see, okay, it's not this.
Yeah,
not the
absolutely not.
I totally forgot the names already.
I know. It's been a week now since we've seen the hiatus.
Yeah. There's a girl I think that's going to be the Bachelorette. I think everyone, she kind of looks like Hannah Brown. Everyone's been saying
that. Yeah, what's her name?
Susie's going to be up
there. So because she looks like Hannah Brown, do we see her being with Peter?
Hardy har har har.
Peter, you were on our podcast literally 12 hours before the excerpts came out about you and Hannah's book.
You're right, actually. I forgot about that.
We were like, wow, that was unfortunate that we didn't tape the next day to get his real reaction. Dustin, without saying too much, because I won't put you too much on the spot, guys, were you around for his reaction to these quotes being released?
Oh, yeah. I was the one that
told me about it.
Yeah, I'm like, buddy. You want to sit down for this one? Yeah, I was the one that told him about it. I was shocked that came out. I was like, holy shit. Like,
I honestly was shocked too. And now that I've had more time to kind of like, I mean, now it's like old news, like who really cares now? But I was shocked that she did that. I truly, like, I mean, no disrespect. And like, she's the sweetest. But I was shocked that she did that mainly like for her boyfriend too, that, you know, she's serious with, and like, bringing stuff, like, I just wouldn't have done that if I was dating someone seriously. And I don't know, I felt like it was a little betrayal of privacy. It's not something that I would do to mm-hmm. someone, and especially not bringing it up to their attention before. So thought it could have been handled a little bit better, but hey, I think it sold a lot of books, so I don't think she probably regrets it, but it is what it is.
Okay. So back to Susie. So we got,
I can see,
we get, okay. So possibly we can see these two together with Susie.
I can see Peter with Susie.
Okay. Peter, what do you think about that? She's very cute.
I think Susie, yeah, she looks like a sweetheart. I think right now, if he does end up with someone, it's probably Susie.
Oh,
my
money's
on. I would think so. I have a theory. I think I would say he probably ends up with her, or he ends up with no one. Oh. And the reason I say that is, I think I saw an interview where he was talking about, did you find your love, or was being asked that, right? And, you know, you get coached, right, for pre-press of how to respond. You can't, you know, they don't want you giving things away. And I remember they never really wanted me to say, you know, what I found, like never acknowledge it. And the fact that they let him acknowledge it, I'm like, it's a little different. So I have a feeling it could be like a self-love type thing, like, you know, found himself a little bit more and learned a lot throughout the process, or he ends up with Susie. That's my two options.
See, I think he's really into Teddy. I don't know that Susie is that into Clayton. That's why I'm not sure that they end up together.
Teddy is the virgin, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Very cute girl. How old is Clayton again?
That's 30, 29, 30.
Yeah.
I don't see there. That. I don't think I see that happening. I don't know.
I will see. I agree with you a little bit. I see. I've said to Dustin too, on our pod, on our recaps, I feel like almost when Susie's on, it's like Susie's the bachelorette. And Clayton's a contestant. It's the only woman that I feel that way with when I watch the show. So take it for what it is.
I think, Pete, I can see you with the pilot too. The girl that's a pilot. She's cute.
She's cute.
There is a pilot, yeah. You guys are really trying to set me up here.
We're sorry.
Hey, Pete, go date this girl. Pete, go date this. Hey, Pete, let me go ditch this.
All right. Well, guys, thank you, for awesome. Humoring me. I will see you soon. And just a little correction. Clayton is 28.
28.
Okay.
All
maybe
right.
He could be with Teddy.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll find out.
But I mean,
what do you think?
What do you think?
What do you think?
What do I think? Well, what if, okay, so we know that he sleeps with all the girls in the fantasy suite. And I think that one of them is going to be Teddy, which means he takes a V card in the fantasy suite, which is like the first time that'll ever happen. And I don't know how that's gonna go over with her, which is why I think
she kind of even acknowledged.
Yeah, she acknowledged that she'd be okay.
Acknowledged she'd be okay losing. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but would she be okay with him also sleeping with two other women in that case?
Impossible. You think you've seen the most like production at its finest, and then they just pull this.
Exactly.
This girl, she's going to regret losing her, if that is the case, losing your virginity on television like that.
Oh, but the producers are going to have a field day.
Yeah, they really are.
That's, I feel bad.
Oh, man. Oh. It comes on tonight, right? Well, this is.
Well, yeah, but I'm very excited for Fantasy Suite Week. Let's just get there.
We'll see what happens.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for hanging around for so long. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. We'll see you.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.